Hello and welcome to Leaf and Let Die. Yes. Today's tea is Ambiance, caffeine-free raspberry herbal tea. Very few people pronounce that P, and it's very important to me.
I don't understand. Why make tea? Oh, hello, m'lady.
Hello.
Just in time. Just in time to suffer with us.
Yes. So here we go.
I don't get the idea. Oh, and here is Two-Buck Chuck.
Oh. So now we're doing the dip.
And this one has a string.
And it has a string. Smell that, though. Smell the aroma of raspberry floating
through.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lot.
It does smell raspberry.
Fragrant.
Yes.
Chris, is there a number of times that you dip it ceremonially?
No.
Until
well, there is,
tired.
But I don't know what it is. Yeah, until I'm bored, which is often. Let's scoot in so we can move Chuck.
So why make tea caffeine-free? I don't get it.
You know what? As a guy who has trouble sleeping, caffeine-free tea can actually help me.
Really?
Aren't most of your herbal teas caffeine-free?
Most of them, not all. Green tea has a surprising amount of caffeine. Okay. I was rather shocked.
And obviously, since people can't see what's going on here, Chuck has done his bi-monthly head shaving.
Yep.
Where he's taken off everything but his eyebrows.
Bi-monthly as in twice a month, or bi-monthly as in every other month?
About every other month. And the little babies coming around the house during Christmas, I don't want to give them crap to grab onto.
Good call. There's a famous story of me and my uncle and me going, pick me up. And when he bent down to pick me up, me grabbing his beard. And his first reaction was to stand up and me not letting go. And him running around the house with me hanging off of his beard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotta now, get tough to that.
Today, let's talk about Christmas, because it's coming up. I know it's a big problem for a lot of people around the world.
It is not.
Are we recording? Wait. Yes, we are. Okay.
Great budget you got going on.
Yeah, I know.
Dead air.
So tell me, Chuck, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
My favorite Christmas movie? I am rather fond of Bad Santa.
Oh, good movie.
Bad Santa is really cool. I think Sad Banta,
yes. That was a great band.
Sad Banta.
It was an emo Star Wars cover band. It was awesome.
Banthas roaming across the desert wearing big Santa Claus hats, yes.
Heard of Banthas? Of course I've heard of Banthas.
Yes. All right. What's your favorite Christmas movie?
I'm actually really partial to A Christmas Story. I grew up with that one. Remember first seeing it at the Sarah Twin Theaters in Milpitas.
Oh, nice.
That and also I love Bad Santa as well.
Now I'm gonna cheat as always and say three movies that I love.
Oh, I'm gonna throw one more in there.
Yes,
Lethal Weapon.
Okay, for me I have two cheats and an actual answer. The first cheat, Love Actually.
Oh, yes.
A wonderful Christmas story.
Yeah.
Number two, and I think more important than either of those, Die Hard. Best Christmas movie ever. One of Linda's two favorite Christmas movies. But the third one is actually a Christmas movie, Scrooged. Bill Murray, at the peak of his power, he has the best movie about two separate holidays.
I still haven't brought myself to watch that movie.
Really? Oh, it's hilarious.
Love Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, the other one.
But not Scrooged.
So Scrooged, of course, not only features Bill Murray, it features Christopher Lloyd. Carol King, Kane. Which one is the...
Carol Kane.
Which one's the singer? The other one.
Carol King is the singer-songwriter.
Okay, so it's Carol King. Yes, she's wonderful. And, of course, the most important person on there, Margot Kidder.
Oh, of course.
Oh, God, she is?
I think that was her last big-time role.
Before losing her mind?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's a shame that she sort of... went away. It's either her niece or her sister is still acting.
I met her after the change.
Really?
At WonderCon several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was very nice. She was very sedated.
Oh, okay.
Very curious about what everyone was, what costumes they were wearing. So
I blame it on the science ovens. It was
the science ovens.
That took the nutrition out of her food and probably set fire to her house.
She needed more orange juice.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, though.
She needed less science ovens.
You bring up the best point of the day, of course, is American Hustle. Not a Christmas movie. I don't think there's any Christmas moments in it.
How did he bring that up?
Science ovens.
Science ovens.
Yes. Mr. Carmine Polito. I was actually reading about Abscam, the actual Abscam thing. Much, much more interesting than it is presented in the movie.
Yeah, they actually had a con artist involved in this thing.
Yeah.
Who Christian Bale's character Irving was, was representing.
Yes, so. Melvin Weinberg.
Kleinberg, I think.
Kleinberg? Something like that.
Some Berg.
Berg. Now this year's best Christmas movie is, of course, everyone's going to have to say it, Anchorman 2.
Frozen!
I didn't see Frozen. I kind of wanted to.
Well, all the girls saw it, the Knuckleheads and Beth the Below, and they all cried. It was a Pixar movie. Well, I know it's labeled as Disney.
It's a Disney movie.
But come on, it's really Pixar.
Pixar. Now, the difference between a Pixar movie and a Disney movie that's animated, even if it's computer animated, is who has Final Cut.
That, and also Pixar films do not have musicals. They were very specific in their philosophy of filmmaking. And one of those is that no musicals.
Yeah, there's no in movie music.
They did not have the Picasso of passive-aggressive karate.
Yes. You know, there were so many great lines in that movie. When she goes off about how the plan was all because of her.
Yes.
Jennifer Lawrence deserves Best Supporting Actress. But more importantly, Best Actor better damn well go to Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
Or Fat Batman. That's real.
So
Batman.
Yes.
You think he deserves a twofer, huh?
I do.
Just for his comb-over ritual at the beginning of that movie alone.
Yeah. And, I mean, everyone except for the mom of DeMasso did an amazing job acting.
Yep.
Everyone else was, like, great.
So it's interesting that Christian Bale's now been in two movies with the title American in them. American Psycho.
Oh, yeah. Now, even funnier, though, is the record held by Stanley Tucci, who was in both The Imposters and Imposter. Or James Cromwell, who was in both Babe and The Babe.
And this movie also had the coldest hit scene I think I've ever seen in a film.
Oh, God, yes.
I haven't seen it yet, so don't describe it.
Oh, yeah, you'll stop and think. If you're watching it at home ever on DVD or Blu-ray, you'll have to stop it and think about what you just saw for 45 minutes before you're being continue with that movie.
Now, even more important, though, let us remember this. We saw The Sound of Music this weekend.
We did at the Retro Dome. It was awesome.
And we sang along.
Yes.
And I presented my theory that ultimately what The Sound of Music is a story of a homewrecker who comes and seduces a draft dodger by stalking him. It all makes sense if you look into the case of it, which basically means it was a reality show.
And your favorite part? Nazis.
Nazis everywhere in that movie.
See, I don't understand why the Retro Dome has not paired that movie with American History X yet.
Oh, that's
Nazis,
dark.
Nazis, yeah. Right?
That's true.
Dark, yeah.
A good combination for all members of the family.
How do you solve a problem like Ed Norton?
You know, we need Rocky Horror lines for American X, yeah.
Oh, God. Actually, no, the double feature I really want them to do is Donovan's Brain and Donovan's Reef.
Oh, there you go.
I think that would be a nice one. Or, even better, How the West Was Won and, How I Survived High School, is that what it was called? A ABC Family original movie. There's a classic scene where I believe it's the dude who was in Hairspray. What was his name? The young guy.
Oh, hell.
Ric Flair.
Yes, Ric Flair.
All I remember is Divine.
Goes through. No, that was the other Hairspray.
John Travolta.
Christopher Walken. Third base. Sorry, what? Okay, I think this tea is ready to pour.
Is it?
Okay. Yes, here we go.
Saturday Night Fever and Boogie Nights.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I'd watch that.
No. Yeah, Boogie Nights and... What's that with Mark Wahlberg? Was that Boogie
the
Nights?
The Big Hit.
Oh, okay.
That's Boogie Nights. He's okay. Dirk Diggler.
Yeah.
Dirk Diggler. Oh my, this is actually not a bad coloring.
Yes. A toast to Christmastide.
Happy Wasmas.
May Krampus go easy on your ass.
Awesome. That, again. More clinking. Smell it. Mmm.
The word that comes to mind is pale.
Yeah, pale.
I don't know why.
It's not bad.
I don't hate it.
And you know, I don't think extra steeping would have helped this because the color is dark.
Yeah. It needs something sweet to it, though.
I think you're right. You know what, actually? If you did a couple of bags of this in there, a little bit of, what do you call that stuff? A liquor? I think that'd work just nice.
The peppermint schnapps.
Sure.
Raspberry schnapps.
That's right. Hey, what's your favorite Christmas food?
Favorite Christmas food?
Oh, I know that one.
What's that one?
Eggnog.
Good choice. I love eggnog. Awesome.
I have to, every year around Thanksgiving, I have to go to Safeway and get my eggnog.
You know, it used to be that on November 1st was the day they released the eggnog. So I would wait. I would go to bed early on Halloween so I could get up and get my eggnog. Chuck?
Kucha.
Kucha?
Kucha. It's a traditional Ukrainian dish served at Holy Night, served on Svyata Vechera. And it's got no meat in it. It's kind of got like a wheat base to it, but it's like the central dish. They serve that, and no alcohol,
bread.
No meats, and 12 fish dishes for the 12 apostles. And the central dish is kucha, and they only serve it once a night on Holy Night or Christmas Eve.
Wow. Now, I'm gonna blow your mind, because I'm going to say those cookies, those peanut butter cookies where you push the kiss into them, those are, I will eat 50 of those. That's I'll have them tomorrow.
Well, Little Miss Mad Hatter was and Beth and Blue were making cookies last night, if you had mentioned that. I think we made some peanut butters, right?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Snickerdoodles are good, too, but nothing beats the... Actually, I do like pfeffernusse also, but it's harder to find this day. My uncle loved this stuff called Stollen. It's a German sort of... It's almost like a strudel, kind of, but it's good. But I say this, if you give me Die Hard and some of those peanut butter cookies and some decent tea, I will be ready for Christmas.
Now, why can't we consider American History X a Christmas movie?
It does bring families together.
I mean, all we got to do is like sort of get Edward Norton to tape a little bit saying, God bless us, everyone, right? And segment, and just kind of squeeze it in there somewhere. Maybe after he kicks the crap out of the Nazi leader and storms out of his room.
There's got to be a Tiny Tim in that movie. Yeah. In fact, there is, now that I think about it.
You got to pair that movie with Fight Club.
There you go.
American History X and Fight Club.
That's a perfect one. Fight Club and the Babysitter's Club. Perfect double feature.
Or the Breakfast Club.
Or the Breakfast Club,
triple,
yes.
Triple feature.
Triple feature.
Fight Club and Holiday Inn.
Oh, wow. You know, there's a theory that Fight Club is actually Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, I can see that. We're the one that's sort of a figment of the
imagination. Yeah,
actually, if you paired Fight Club and American Psycho,
yeah,
those two movies theme wise really go well together.
My friend is in American Psycho 2.
I couldn't choke down the first 20 minutes of that film.
So she's in the first 20 minutes.
Oh, good.
That explains it then.
With Shatner. So I have now acted in a movie with someone who has acted in the movie with Bill the Thrill Shatner.
Wow.
Yes. And let me tell you this. Being only one separation away, that makes me happy.
So, It's a Wonderful Life and Suspiria. Yeah.
Oh, God. Actually, It's a Wonderful Life and what's the other one? Last Tango in Paris. Because they're basically the same movie if you look at the very base level.
Rosemary's Baby, I want to think of that as a Christmas movie because it's an important birth, right?
Isn't that a Christmas movie? Doesn't that take place over the holidays?
Sure there's a holiday. Well, she was pregnant for a while,
that's
obviously.
That's true. So usually 9 months.
Yeah. Usually.
Yeah, usually. Not always.
Yeah, I don't think Devil's Babies are expedited. I mean, they didn't give the indication in that movie, so.
That's true. All right. So.
Rosemary's Baby and Constantine.
No. There is no double feature that makes Constantine watchable. None. Terminator 2 and Constantine makes Terminator 2 graphics look like they were done on an N64.
They almost were.
They kind of were. No, actually, at that point, Silicon Graphics Machine still had more power than an N64 would have. But at no point did anyone say, I'm going to win.
The Exorcist and Miracle on 34th Street.
I like that. I would watch that. I would watch the hell out of that. That would be worthwhile. Actually, no. I think it should be a holiday triple feature. Miracle on 34th Street, Easter Parade, Halloween 3.
I say, screw Christmas altogether, and we do Miracle on 34th Street, and Rebel Without a Cause, and we just make it straight Natalie Wood.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, if you're going to put Natalie Wood in it, then you got to do...
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, God, what's the name of that?
Yes, I know.
With Christopher Walken and Natalie Wood's last movie.
Yes.
I want to say it's a Brainstorm or Brainscan.
Oh, yeah,
where they have the helmet.
Yeah,
that lets you see
where
other
they
people.
Where they record people's
brain,
thoughts.
Was it Brainstorm?
Brain something. I just remember the end.
God damn it!
The afterlife.
I don't have shit on my phone on me. I can't damn it!
That's what happens.
Good movie though, by the way.
Not to be confused with Dreamscape.
Dreamscape, which was awesome.
Yes.
You know what? Actually, I saw the box for the other day. I didn't have actually the VHS tape in it. Was for Shocker.
Shocker.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine was in Shocker.
Was it Michael?
Was that the dude who got the electric chair and he became kind of like Livewire?
Yes, exactly.
Now I think from early 80s horror classics for your Christmas bonanza, we have to go with a double feature of Mausoleum and Motel Hell.
Oh God, Motel Hell was awesome. as a part of my 100 sci-fi classics, I watched a number of terrible ones today. The worst being Slipstream.
Oh Christ.
Featuring Mark Hamill. Actually, no, I take that back. Space Knight was worse. Space Knight had both Klaus Kinski and Harvey Keitel.
Name any good movie besides Corvette Summer that Mark Hamill is in.
Star Wars.
I don't believe you.
Return of the Jedi.
No, we gotta get Motel.
Comic book, the movie was pretty good.
That was okay.
We gotta get Motel Hell to Retrodome because I want to see the looks on people's faces when Shannon starts serving Farmer Vincent's prime meats.
And on that note, this has been Leaf and Let Die.
I'm JC Arkham.
I'm Two Buck Chuck.
I have two favorite double features.
What's that?
Patton and MASH.
Okay, I'd watch that.
And Barbarella and Flesh Gordon.
Flesh Gordon.
I might watch part of that. Although I do have to watch Galaxina coming up, and that's going to be tough.
Ooh, yeah.
Galaxina and Star 80, now there.
That's where you need the raspberry vodka.
Agreed. And that is a wrap.